Hey, I'd like to thank everyone for attending tonight and taking time out of their busy schedule to be here. I am very privileged to have the honor of speaking to you tonight about a gentleman that I grew up with, someone that has done so much for the city of Derby from his youth until he was an adult, a great business person, a loving husband, a great father, someone who did much for Derby varsity football, and the last 6 or 7 years he has been on the board of aldermen, so recently he is the chairperson of the board of aldermen, and it would not be hyperbole to say that when Carmen speaks to you tonight, it will be of the greatest interest to everyone here and also to the citizens of Derby. My pleasure, once again, to introduce Carmen DiCenzo to you.
Before I start my speech, I just want to tell you one little quick story about Dan Foley. I tell it to everybody we talk to when we talk football. I just finished my freshman year. As a sophomore, you moved to the varsity room. And when we moved to the varsity room, we had so many kids on the team, and we didn't have enough room for everybody to have a locker. So me and a couple other kids were forced to go back to the freshman room, which we hated, because we just got out of the freshman room. And here comes a senior captain, grabs you by the back of the neck. He said, "Kid, come with me. You're going to share my locker." Then I knew what kind of a man he was. And that's why when he asked me in 2011 to run on his ticket, I said, "Absolutely." Thank you. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming. And I'm here before you tonight to announce my candidacy for the office of the mayor of Derby in our fine city. Some may ask, why am I running? The answer is simple, because I know we can do better. I was born and raised in Derby, and I am a 1969 graduate of Derby High School. I have a passion for this city and a tremendous desire to fix it. I have seen our city lay idle for way too long, and I will work tirelessly to change that. I was asked over 5 years ago to run for mayor at that time. I was not ready. I knew before I could assume a vital role in our local government, I needed to first learn how the city operated. As I stand before you tonight, having been a member of the Board of Aldermen for more than 5 years, observing the city through two different administrations, I know we can do better. Communication. Communication is an absolute integral part of our leadership. Too many people use the word transparency while failing to communicate. I strongly feel that the Board of Aldermen, the Tax Board, the Board of Education need to meet regularly to discuss all the matters that affect us. City Hall needs a leader that's going to make hard decisions and to push for what's best for our city. We have been asking for an Ethics Board for the last 3 years. An ethics board would have solved many of our conflicts of our city has been facing. In the first 30 days of my administration, the city of Derby will have an ethics board. My administration promises to be a more proactive administration rather than a reactive administration, especially building our tax base, along with tightening the budget. This is the only logical way to lower our taxes and to reduce the burden on our homeowners. We need to work together. We are the smallest city in the state of Connecticut with 5 square miles, approximately 12,000 people. When someone is in need in our town, and this is what I love about Derby, we come to their aid. That's what's great about living here. Well, right now, our city is in need. I invite all residents of Derby, regardless of your political party, to join me, to join us in an endeavor to be better. I am confident in my leadership ability to pull everyone together to get the job done. We will do better. In closing, I would like to thank everyone that has voted for me in the past and hope you will give me the opportunity to make Derby better for all of us. Thank you. Campaign manager Mike McFarland. Somewhere in the crowd is my wife who talked me into doing this. And my two grandchildren over there. Please enjoy yourself, eat some pizza, talk, mingle. If you have any questions for me, I'm here. And if you ever need me to come to your house, talk about something, I'm always available. Thank you very much.